This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Louise Saxby. We're talking about the Brown Church in Conway, and they have a St. Patrick's Day dinner coming up. That's going to be on Tuesday the 17th, 5 till 7 in the evening at the church itself, a traditional St. Patrick's Day dinner with corned beef and cabbage. You can find more information on that and the church by going to thebrownchurch.org. That's thebrownchurch.org. Louise, thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So we've got the St. Patrick's Day dinner coming up, and that's very exciting. This is happening at the church itself?
Correct. We do a lot of dinners at the church, and we're doing something a little bit different. Usually they're on the weekends, but we decided to jump on the St. Patrick's Day, and we're going to have a dinner on a Tuesday night. It's one of our funnest fundraisers that we do. Our dinners, we've got a lot of great volunteers, and we have a lot of people who look forward to the dinners. They're good food, good fellowship, and of course, it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, and one of the things that is surrounding this fundraiser is that you actually have repairs that you're looking at coming up for the church.
Well, of course, and any home, it's our church home, needs maintenance. And, you know, that Brown Church is used by many, many, many organizations in the Valley. There are groups that use the church. We have Weight Watchers there. We house a lot of good things. Good services are done through that building. So the building itself, of course, you know it's been there forever. And people love that church in many, many ways, and it's meant a lot to a lot of people. So, yeah, we eventually will have to put some money into that building, yeah.
Okay, and we do have weekly events that the church puts on alongside this St. Patrick's Day dinner. Do you want to walk us through some of those?
I certainly would. There's many, many. The dinner bell is there every Monday night. It's a community dinner. It's free and welcome to all. There are meetings, community meetings for support people. AA, I believe, meets at the building. We've got Bible study groups. Women's Bible study meets on Thursdays, and the men's Bible study meets on Friday. There's many things. We've got outreach in way of a food pantry, and I would just encourage people to go to the website, peruse the website. It's been recently updated. Lots of work has been gone into that, so you can contact the church through there, or certainly give the office a call and see what we can do for you.
And of course, Sunday services.
Sunday services, of course. That's the
big
gold
one.
Standard. Yes, it's 10 o'clock on Sundays, and Reverend John Hughes is with us currently, and he's an interesting, wonderful person. He's smart and funny, and you know, I'm not shy to say I'm in my mid-50s, and I was Catholic raised, and this is a congregational church, but I won't get into the religious part of this conversation, because everyone takes a little bit out of a service what they need. And I find John to be engaging, humorous. He makes it relatable for me right now. And we've got lots of visitors that come, and they keep coming back. So that's a good thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's the Brown Church in Conway. They have a St. Patrick's Day dinner coming up, and that will feature corned beef and cabbage. It's going to be Tuesday the 17th. St. Patrick's Day, 5 till 7 in the evening at the church itself. They also have weekly events, including Bible studies, support groups, and of course, church services. You can find more information on any of this by going to thebrownchurch.org. That's thebrownchurch.org. I do want to make sure that we mention you do have a spring fling coming up. This
yes.
will be in May.
It's Saturday, May 16th. It's a plant sale, a bake sale, a barbecue lunch. And this year is new. We're going to host a Christian rock band called Clayfoot, and they're from southern New Hampshire. And I believe it's a 9 to 3 timing, but, you know, look back, you know, our events are always in the Conway Daily Sun, of course. So check the calendar ahead of time. But I think the band is playing in the noonish to afternoon area. But I believe the bake sale might be starting a little earlier in that day. Our flings usually are a day-long event with food and festivities, and it is always a bake sale.
And, of course, you can find the information on that and all the other things we've discussed at thebrownchurch.org. That's thebrownchurch.org. Louise, just a personal note, what got you to the Brown Church in the first place?
Well, interesting enough, I had a change in circumstance with my personal life, and I was kind of hopping around to, you know, see where I might fit in and where I might feel comfortable. And my then future mother-in-law was singing in the choir, and her voice lilted to me, and I could go on, but anyway, you know, they were very friendly. They were very friendly. They welcome people. I'm one of those now new welcomers. I'm part of the diaconate, which is, you know, the mainstay of the church. The village in Conway is starting to revitalize itself, and you know, with the road construction is going to be a problem coming up. We want to make sure that people know that the Brown Church is going to be there to stay. It's opened doors to people, and it's helped people. It's changing lives is what we like to say. I'm happy to say that the Sweet Maple Cafe is now open year-round. And the church, the Main Street in Conway seems to have a new vibe to it, I think. And we want people to be able to help support us as we help support them moving forward with the.
And on that note, we had an earlier drive time this weekend with the Mountaintop Music, and they had mentioned that they are opening the Majestic this coming summer. They're planning for June.
Great.
So that will be great to have that new theater on that street as well.
And that's on my cheat sheet, too. They come on the first Friday and do the Mountaintop concert in our sanctuary.
Oh, that's cool.
Mountaintop uses our space as well. So, yeah, there's always an option to come into the church, see what we do. You know, see how it feels to you and make something happen.
So it's the Brown Church in Conway. They have a St. Patrick's Day dinner coming up. That's going to be the 17th, 5 till 7 in the evening at the church itself with corned beef and cabbage. They also have weekly events featuring Bible study, support groups, and of course Sunday services. You can find more information on all of this and their spring fling coming up in May at thebrownchurch.org. That's thebrownchurch.org. Louise, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate it very much.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.